News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Katie Amos is the daughter of the late British MP David Amos, who was murdered in 2021 in a brutal terrorist attack. She's spoken out in recent days following a video that emerged from 2023 showing Irish rap group Kneecap saying basically the only good Tory was a dead Tory and kill your local MP. After widespread criticism, the band did issue an apology saying they regretted any hurt caused. I spoke to Katie before coming on air. I began by asking her if she was happy with the apology.
Well, they didn't actually contact us. We haven't heard from them directly. They just put a statement on X, I think it was. So, you know, they definitely need to contact the people that it has affected, because who knows if we would even see that if somebody hadn't passed it on to us. So I feel like it's not really addressing the issues. They said they were misquoted or taken out of context, but that verbatim what they said was the only good Tory is a dead Tory and kill your local MP. So I think that I don't see how that can be taken out of context. That is like actually what they said. So they definitely need to reach out to the people that is affected and do a personal apology, because a generic one online kind of dismissing and diluting the message isn't really going to cut it.
They do say in the apology, they do seem to be speaking directly to your family and to Joe Cox's family when they say they express heartfelt apologies to you, and they very directly say we never intended to cause you hurt.
But they didn't say it to us. They said it online to whoever was on their following. So how do they know that I'm going to see that apology?
So would you be willing to kind of meet with them, to talk to them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if they want to have a chat and meet face to face and kind of hear what it's like to be a victim of this kind of crime and how deeply distressing and hurtful it is to hear that kind of rhetoric still happening, then I would be more than willing. And I think they need re-education, because spouting that kind of incitement to violence is just beyond stupidity, to be honest with you. Unfortunately for them, it hasn't gone well. I don't know if it was a publicity stunt or to get clickbait, but it's very, very hurtful, and they should meet, you know, the people face to face that it has affected.
I'm not in any way attempting to justify the comments. The point has been made by some that these comments were made quite a long time ago, about over 18 months ago, and that they had been dragged up by those who were critical of Kneecap's stance in relation to what is happening in Gaza. Do you understand where they're coming from in making that point? Do you have any empathy or any sympathy to that viewpoint at all?
No, because if they said it, they said it. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. If you say something, you've said it and it's out there, and you've said it to thousands of people. So it doesn't matter when you said it, you said it.
There has been calls, you're probably aware, it has been discussed in the House of Commons, the British government warning the Glastonbury Festival organisers to think carefully about allowing Kneecap to perform. They've had a concert series in Cornwall cancelled. Is that an appropriate response, the band have argued they are victims of a campaign against them. Again, do you have any sympathy towards that viewpoint at all?
Well, they're not the victims. The victims are the people that have gone through a murder. So they are not the victims here, I'm afraid. And the police need to do a full investigation and find out why they said it, if anybody is now planning on acting on it, how many people they said it to. It needs to go through the court system, the justice system, because it is a crime. So the reason that people are now considering cancelling their concert is because they don't know what they're going to get up on stage and say. And if you're going to get up and say such dangerous, violent stuff, then who knows if somebody is going to act on it or not. So that's why people are now questioning. And I just... it's just a terrible situation to be in. You know, this isn't a joke. It's not a game. This has happened to real people. Real people have lost their lives in the most terrible, awful way imaginable. So when you say something, it has a consequence. It doesn't matter if you said it in 2023 or 2025. It's hurt real people, and you could have installed terrible thoughts in people that now want to go and do these things. So that's why they're seeing some cancellations.
Do you support those calls from politicians that they should be withdrawn from certain events?
I support it going through the justice system and the police investigating. I don't know the history of this band, what else they may or may not have said. I hadn't even heard of them before this. So I'm not in a position to comment about what they've done in the past. All I know is what they did recently. And it was terribly upsetting. So I think it needs to be investigated and in full so that everybody has all the facts and then act accordingly.
There's been reaction from a number of opposition politicians today, Katie. You obviously won't be aware of them living in the UK, but one opposition politician said the conversation is now being directed towards the band rather than the wider issue of what Israel is doing, the atrocities that are happening in Gaza. Another opposition politician has called it a witch hunt against the band. Your reaction to those comments?
I mean, that's outrageous. It's not a witch hunt. They literally said to kill your local MP. That's not a witch hunt. That is you saying something and then there being a consequence. So I don't know how that narrative could be now out there.
If you did sit down and meet with NECAP, what would you say to them?
I would just say that you've made a huge mistake here. Imagine if your dad, who had worked for the country for 38 years for the good of people, not for political gain, just because he was a loving, kind-hearted, hardworking man. Imagine if your dad was him and he went to work in a church one day to meet somebody that he thought had a housing problem and that person killed him in a terrible, awful, tragic way. Would you then be happy for people to be standing in front of tens of thousands of people saying, go and kill your MP and the only good Tory is a dead Tory? No, you wouldn't. You would be absolutely heartbroken. My life has been destroyed by the exact act that they are telling people to do. And I would just ask them to reconsider before they speak. They're in a position that could be hugely positive and influential to create change in the world and love and kindness. And they're using it for all the wrong reasons.
Do you think, and look, you've obviously, you and your family have been through the worst possible ordeal, an unimaginable ordeal. Do you think you can come to forgive them for those comments? Can you imagine a scenario where you could be forgiving for those comments?
We would need to have a conversation face to face and for them to have an actual understanding and to work with the authorities to investigate it. You can't just have deflection and gaslighting and skirting around the issue. It has to be dealt with head on. So there would have to be a lot to happen. But the first step would be for them to contact me and make a personal apology to my family.
And that was Katie Amos, their daughter of the late British MP David Amos.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.